Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Better to me tonight than it has ever sounded to me.
Yeah, that's my joint.
People? Hey! Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. What's up, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Miss Lovely Black? First and foremost, I just got to get this off my chest. Congratulations on your baby boy. Welcome addition to the world. Like, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's a beautiful blessing. So I'm so happy for you. So I just want to send that shout out real quick.
Man, listen. I feel like $10 million right now. Like,
you know
like,
what's funny?
What's at the end, you gotta be like super like, ready to bust.
Yo, you sound like honestly, your voice, it just sounds lighter. That's funny.
I
like, you got that load on.
Look, literally, I feel like.
That's what's up. That's cool. Shout outs, man. Welcome to the world.
For everybody, you know, that tunes in, I appreciate you guys tuning in. We did not have a show last Sunday. I had baby Darian last Saturday at 9:15 p.m. So that would have been, you know, like right at 24 hours, you know, couple minute shots.
Yeah.
I was super doped up. I was contemplating it now. You know, I really was.
Wow,
like,
you was gonna do it. You was gonna
really
just like,
that would have been
it. I was like, nah, have your time, chill out, relax. It's Memorial weekend too. Just chill. Everything happens for a reason. So that was all meant to be.
Yeah, so I had him 5 weeks early. And that's a whole other situation. I had been in the hospital for 4 days straight before I even had him. And, so it was a nightmare that turned into something amazing. Fellas would never be able to relate, but ladies who have had children, I was in labor for 4 days with little to no pain medicine. So I would contract every 2 to 5 minutes for 4 days.
Wow.
I don't know how to even explain it to a man. It's like getting a Charlie horse every 2 to 4 minutes in your side.
Wow.
It was
Charlie horses.
You know, it's led to a whole nother legal situation. But, I mean, I'm happy. You know, they were saying, you know, because of his weight and, you know, my blood pressure, that, you know, he may come early. So a month prior, they had prepared him to come early with these steroid shots. And that, you know, kind of advanced him along. So when he was born at 5 weeks early, he really didn't have any issues. Like, he had breathing problems at the very beginning. He wasn't really, like, keeping up with his breath. But he was in ICU for a day. Like, not even a day.
Okay.
They was bringing him to me at, like, noon.
Okay.
Good. So that's a blessing that, you know, he was that healthy. They just needed him to make sure that he was going to get acclimated to being outside of the womb, you know, as early as he did. And he did. And so
that's,
I guess
he adjusted. He's like, okay.
He's like, okay, I'm comfortable here.
I'll see what this is all about. This is, you know, breath of fresh air.
Laying right here next to me right now.
Wow.
Sleep, you know, a week
beautiful.
Old. All he does is sleep and wake up and eat the air for his milk. And I'm so happy. And I'm just really waiting to see where my body is going to end up at. One thing that women, I speak often about health and spirituality. And the one thing is that once you have a child, you're supposed to breastfeed. And your body is going to naturally take its figure back. Now, you're probably going to have saggy stomach syndrome, right? So women either have saggy stomach or a bunch of stretch marks or both. And that's really nothing you can do about it. But your body will conform back
nature
to the right size as long as you breastfeed. So I'm seeing my waistline now. I'm like, hey, I got a waistline. So it's going down faster than it normally would go down, me being at a week. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see where I'm going to end up at. And I'm excited for the new addition. And the little one, you know, is taking it well, so to speak. You can kind of see, like, you spend a lot of time with him, you're going to give me my time, you know?
That's funny because, you know, I got a younger sister. I remember I was a little tight. I was a little jealous. I ain't even going to front, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it just takes me back. I remember because my sister's 7 years younger than me, so I remember, you know, probably about the same age as your son, your old, and, you know, your middle son. And I'm just like, You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. Like, you know, it's funny.
Well, they
to
3 years
see how kids
and 10 months
to.
Apart. Yeah, they 3 years.
Oh, okay, so that's good. They're gonna
apart,
they gonna roll together. Okay.
Yeah, it's
oh,
good.
They're
gonna be cool. He was able to see the whole process. You know, because he's very, very in tune with what's going on. So he knew that I was in the hospital, and he was there with me every step of the way. And then he knew that they took mommy in a room, and then they came back and mommy was in a bed, and then his brother was out of my stomach. And so he sees the bandages, and he's like, "You got a boo-boo?" And I said, "Yeah, they had to cut your brother out." And he was like, "Oh, I wish they would have cut me out." And I said, "They did." And he was like, "Oh, wow." You know, so
he just learned too.
Like, yeah, he's looking, he's like, "Mommy's stomach is going down, and my brother is right there." So, you know, he's getting used to that little phase or whatever. I'm ready. I have one more week inside, myself personally, and then I'm going back to work.
Okay.
Fortunately, some of us have to do what we do. But back to work for me. Getting to it and making things happen. So I'm happy. I won't have
it. I see it.
Until for a while, man. Probably until like the 4th of July. That'll be closer to my 6 weeks.
No, you say you won't have a what?
I won't have a drink until then.
A drink. Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know,
pure. I'm glad I got you. So, you know what? You should wait to the 4th. You should wait to the 4th. The 4th seemed like it was going to be a good year, too. I mean, not a good year, but a good day. The 4th, 2018, I think is going to be cool. I say that, too, because I just booked my trip, basically, that I'm going back to Cleveland for, like, you know, because that's where I'm born. That's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going back. Yeah, so I'm going back to see my peoples, you know, for the 4th of July. So I'm just looking forward to that. So it's just well needed, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all my Cleveland peoples out there. You know, I'm a Brooklyn dude now, you know what I'm saying? I'm a straight New Yorker, but, you know, Cleveland is definitely my roots, you know what I'm saying? So, and Cleveland, real quick, not to go off on a tangent, but it's one of them towns that, like, no matter how long you've been gone, when you come back, you just fall right back in, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to seeing my peoples, so shout out to that. I just wanted to say that. Yeah.
I'm probably
shout out to Cleveland Heights, East Cleveland.
Something. Simple. I was trying to kidnap my cousin tonight. I was trying to kidnap my cousin to come up here and cook for the 4th of July. It didn't work, but I'm probably going to do something like I'm probably not going to cook heavy myself, but of course we're going to do something for the 4th. I don't want to be away from home. That's the hard part of having people to visit, because you're going to be somewhere drinking and you got to drive home. So, I don't know. I'm probably going to try to get some of my family to come up here. Like, if I buy all of the food.
Driving. Or get that
if
Uber.
If I buy all of the food, can y'all come up here? How y'all got to get it?
Hey, don't you feeding folks. They with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, ATL is free food. I would come through. You know what I'm saying? I know if it was me, if I was your cousin, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. ATL, turn up for the 4th. Atlanta, count me in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, Atlanta's
so
always a good time. You know what I'm saying?
That's where we at right now.
That's where my real roots is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Georgia.
For the 4th of July, but that's probably when I'm going to have a drink. I'm just like on a natural high and, you know, blocking the devil and blocking all of the negativity that he's trying to send my way, and I'm just like, look, man.
There you go. All positive. That's what I'm talking about.
For 9 months, 8 and a half.
Yo,
whatever,
I know.
I've
only known
you like,
as being pregnant. I've only known you as being pregnant until this conversation, which is, like I said,
let me breathe.
Word.
And I still was doing it all. So I'm just happy to get my body back and to be able to bend and move and, you know, every day just do a little bit more, not too much. So, he was 6 pounds, 1 ounce. He was supposed to be an 8 pounder, 8 to 9 pounder. So he was very well on his way to being that. by the time we left the hospital, he was like 5 pounds, 14 ounces, which is normal. They lose weight once they're born. He is, like, he's cool. He's so handsome. I don't really post pictures of my kids on Instagram or Twitter. Every now and then I'll put a pic on Twitter or something, but
I caught the little thing. That's why I was like, yo, that's a beautiful thing. I caught it. You know what I'm saying? I caught that little family moment you put on there for a quick
moment. Yeah, it's very subtly that, you know, people are very ignorant, and, you know,
yeah,
I know
that
I'm really ignorant, and so, you know, the more you do, the more you have to protect home. So for me, I don't, you know, I stopped doing that. I used to do it all the time. You'll see me openly talk about my kids, but you won't see me post them on those platforms. If you are on a more personal platform where my family is, then you would be able to see my kids. And I haven't really posted him a lot there. I just posted him so my family know.
That's what's up.
Let me see. So that my family knew he was here. But, yeah, so I'm super-duper excited. I'm glad to be back with you guys. For the people that have been following the show from day one, crunk time, Nick. It's crunk.
Okay.
It's turn up time.
Oh, turn up. You said crunk time. Okay, turn up time.
Crunk time. Right. Crunk time.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's
like
get
I'm
crunk just, with it. Let's get
yeah.
lit.
Yeah. Oh man, I want to know. We probably gonna do a show. Let me see. 4th of July. What is that fall on?
That's like on a. That's
a Wednesday.
That's like in the middle of the week, so it ain't even like no weekend type. Yeah,
but,
so
I'll
you know,
probably
like a,
be drinking the first. No, I won't be drinking the first because the first is a fast day. I may be coming to do the show right after I fast.
All right.
I still fast.
Shout out to fasting. That's always a good thing, too. Respect
but
that.
We will more than likely be turned up on the 8th.
On the 8th, what, July 8th, you saying?
Yeah,
for sure. That's that Sunday?
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Yeah, that Sunday is going to be good, especially I'm going to have that Cleveland still fresh in me. So, yeah, that's going to be a good show. anytime I get back to Cleveland and the aftermath of that is always going to be fresh. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just my batteries is all the way charged up. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So shout out to that. Definitely make sure you don't miss that show to the listeners out there. And once again, too, don't be surprised, you know, if I pop up in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be surprised.
Man, listen,
this summer,
you
summertime.
Pop up to the ATL, nigga. You don't need no room. You got
okay.
a place to stay. You got food.
Right.
Don't even play with it. I don't give
it's
a damn. Problem. It's going to be turn up time. Getting my body back right, getting my mind right. For the most part, just really sitting down. This break is everything in the world to me, man, because you never know what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. And so your mind goes 1,000, and you be trying to figure out, like, all right, I need to do this before he get here, do that before he get here. And then by the time, you know, he get here, you're like, oh, well, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So, you know, I think, more than anything, I need this break, and I'm just manually handling the simple things that I got going on, not really doing too much of out of the norm, you know. So it feels good, and, yeah, thank you guys that tuned in last week and just listened to regular shows on the podcast. We definitely appreciate your dedication. And so,
definitely,
you know, always understand whenever we're not on air, you can always listen to previous shows. They're archived. Yeah. I think we have about 56 shows. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Nice.
That's a nice catalog
right there. That's a nice catalog. I like that. Shout out to the ones with Mo Benz.
Right. Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to all of them, bro. Gotta throw my name in there.
Yeah, we've been rolling to do, you know, 4 to 5 shows a month. You know, 50-something shows. We've held it. So, Yeah, shout out to everybody that's consistent in listening. So, like, Mo,
What's up?
Has had sex with somebody at least once in their life, and they couldn't come. Like, it could be that she had a smell. It could be that you had already had sex with somebody else, and you slept. I mean, it can be a lot of things. You're a man. So from a man's perspective, have you ever had that situation where you slept with somebody and you could not catch a nut?
You know what? Excuse me. Like, that's funny that you said that, because I do recall a time. It's been a minute, though. I mean, there's probably been some other times, but the one time I remember, I was young in the game. You know what I'm saying? It was like when I was first starting out. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's like I'm taking it back to the high school. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going way back. So I'm going back to like maybe like my first, second time, or, you know, getting that stroke. I'll never forget, you know, like I'm talking a good game, but this female from back in the day, I think she was just, you know, well, she didn't know it, but she was really about to take my virginity, you know what I'm saying, to be honest with you. And I remember we got into it, but once we got into it, I don't know, I didn't catch that feeling. And that's interesting. That was like my first time, you know what I'm saying? That was like one of my first times. And I just remember it just wasn't right, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, when I did get my stroke right, because, like, to me, because this is interesting, you know, basically, you know, the topic of the night is, can you be with someone that can make you climax? And that's a very, very good topic, very interesting topic to talk about. So anyway, to fast forward, you know, I don't know, the summer later or whatever from that first experience that I had, you know, like I said, it's all about ambiance with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about the moment, the person, and everything. And I just remember, like, shout out to Kane Park, Cleveland Heights. And I remember, like, that's the time I really got my stroke. And I was like, all right. So anyway, spontaneous, like I said, I think I told this story, but I was, like, in class, or when I was in the summer school class. So, you know, shout out to summer school. I did have to go to summer school one year. But this one shorty, like I said, I was talking, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even that dude just yet that was just knocking everything down, but I was talking like I was, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, one thing led to another, and I just remember being at that park, and I remember, like, boom, getting to it, and I caught that, and I was like, oh, this the feeling? You talk about natural high earlier when giving birth, and this goes back to that. You know, you're on a natural high because you brought another life into the earth, into this world. You know what I'm saying? So you just know, like, to even start, to take it back a few steps. And when you, for a man, when you bust off, that's like, that's a feeling like like nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. I don't care what drug you on. Nothing else gives you that feeling of when you just climax. So, you know, so I remember. But it's probably been some other times, you know what I'm saying? But that's the one time that comes to mind, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, back in the day, I was young in the game, and I just couldn't get it. I don't know. I guess the vibe just wasn't there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We was doing it. I didn't know. You know, I guess I was maybe overthinking too, you know what I'm saying? That I wasn't. I mean, I don't know if I was fully attracted to it like that. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to really get my, you know, get mine off, but yeah, it wasn't working. So that's me. But I'm interested to know from a female's perspective, because, you know, guys, we can get like caught up in ourselves. We, you know, we get ours, and then, like, all of a sudden, you know, we sleep or whatever. You don't say, well, you catch that when you're really feeling it in the moment.
Oh, man.
You know, you can get right back up. And then once you, especially too, I'm gonna put this out there. You know what I'm saying? You try not to ever be that quick dude. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, I ain't gonna front, when it's just good, sometimes you might come a little early. I ain't gonna front. Like, I've had that happen to me a couple times, and I hate that. But I make sure I make it up. Like, I'm like LeBron, shout out to my Cavs. I'm like LeBron at the free throw line. If I miss the free throw, I'm about to make that shit up. So what I'm saying is, you catch me on that second one, though, it's gonna be, believe me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna be telling me to stop. Like, when you ready? Like, come on. Like, I'm like, we've been going for a minute now. Like, what's, you know what I'm saying? So that's. That's the guy's perspective.
I've heard that before.
Miss Lovely Black. But I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, and it's like if you're so attracted to a female or whatever, and you finally get that, like you try not to, but you do. But then, like I said, if that attraction and that vibe is there, you're going to get right back up. And then that second one, like I'm saying, you about to put in work. Because that second one going to
be. But here's the thing, right?
Like, what's up?
Yeah, I've heard every line that you can even imagine, you know. And man, the shit just too good. I can't,
shit
you know.
Too good. Like, that's the guy's part. That's facts, though. That's facts. That's facts.
Listen,
I mean, when I
you
say
don't
want to
hear that, though, right? But for me, okay, so for me, dating somebody or dealing with somebody that can't make me calm is equivalent to a quick stroke every time. Now, granted, we get accustomed to the quick strokes, right? Like, sometimes we be like, man, shit, you better, look, we finna do about 4 or 5 rounds tonight, you know, to get the job done. But, like, I'm not a 45-minute, 30-minute type person. But
yeah.
I'm definitely, like, if you dealing with somebody and it's always bim, 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 bim. And then you get with somebody else, and they finna take you up through there. They finna give you some rounds. You know,
yeah.
It's a difference that you have to really get readjusted to, even though you don't like the bim, 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 bim. You have to get readjusted to somebody that's going to take you up through there. For me, like,
rounds, right?
For women are harder to make climax than men,
they
right?
Are.
And so, for me, it's like, it is important. It's very important, honestly, that you can make me climax with the penis. I'm not a big head person. I'm not a big head person. And I may say maybe once, you know, in a relationship, maybe once a month, once every 2 months, you know, what's up? You know, what that mouth do. But
yeah.
I'm not an oral person. So if you can make me climax with your mouth, that's great. But there's spots inside of this hot pocket, you know, that can be uncovered, you know, and that's
okay.
Just what it is. You got to do it with your penis. And if you can't make me come with your penis, I'm probably going to be unhappy with you, and sexually. And so for me, here's a twist to that, though. I can still be with you if you cannot make me climax with your penis, but you have to be open-minded at that point. Like, you got to be open-minded.
That's real talk.
The shit that I'm going to bring to the table, because...
Now you're like, hold on, I gotta bring some extras in because you ain't feeling this role, so we gotta bring in some extras. Right, I'll feel that.
Now I'm gonna keep it 100 with you,
keep
and
100.
I'm never
That's
gonna lie to
you,
and I'm
talk.
Never gonna do it behind your back. I'm gonna give you the clean option.
Cool.
I'm gonna give you the option to pick them out. But you know, some people they can be cool, they can be open, they can, you know, be everything that you want to be, but they can be lacking in the bedroom. And as long as, you know, we can have fun, and make it fun, then I'm okay with that. If we can't make it fun, and you can't make me climax, then we got a problem, because that for me, that's something that I look forward to. And honestly, that's why when I'm dealing with a person, like, he got to have a certain size penis. Like, if he don't, then, you know, I don't want it. And it ain't even the fact that it got to be, like, 12 inches. That's not it. It's just something else that I look for that I know, like, that's it right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I want right there. So, me, I can't be, I don't think, like, honestly, I don't think that I can be with monogamously a man
with somebody. Okay.
With a little penis. Because you ain't going to be able to make me come. I don't know what that means. Like,
and it's interesting,
you know,
hearing it from a female's perspective. So, like, I'm soaking up this game. So, holla at me.
Giving it to you, and it's going to feel like a finger, and you're going to get wet. But getting wet and making you climax is two different things. You know, when you get wet, it's because your body go through the sensation. You are about to come, but you got to go that extra mile to make me come. You know, when it get wet, that's like, oh, shit, that thing getting wet. When you make me climax, that's the next level to getting wet. A lot of people just make it wet. They don't make the climax.
True.
And they don't understand, like, okay, that thing, they're getting wet. Boy, I'm doing my thing. That's when you're supposed
preach.
To go in overdrive. That's when you're supposed
preach.
To stand down. Because that's
let
when
these guys know.
Worm and everything else. Like, you got to go to that next level. Do not get conceited thinking, oh, my God, oh, conceited, I got a story. Don't get beside yourself thinking, oh, I got it wet, I'm doing something. So, granted, it's this dude, right? I mean, he's suave as hell, man. And me and him was kicking it. Cool. And, man, daddy was like, you know, link up, drink, bam, flex. But it was like not an attraction outside of sex, right? But for him, it was kind of like...
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah, like I didn't have an attraction for him outside of sex, so it was definitely...
Yeah, sometimes it's just lustfulness. I can definitely relate to that.
You're here for a reason. I'm single. You're single. That's
true.
Single.
We just get it popping, I said.
Yeah, so like, it's like he seen me as a challenge. And so he would always try to go hard when, you know, he sleep with me. And that's... I hate that shit. I fucking hate it.
You hate that? Wait, hold on. You got to paint the picture.
Okay,
he always try to go hard.
Men,
what was up? What was you keeping that he was doing differently?
When they see me, like, first of all, they're like, okay, this is who this is. So, you know, I want to make sure, you know, I, you know, give it to her, especially if they know who I am. So now, to you, it's like a challenge that you got to come and give me A1 superb game. So here's where you're messing up at, because I'm not finna give you A1 superb game.
Oh shit! So you already got it twisted. The game is already twisted.
I ain't giving you no A1, cause one, you know, I ain't giving you no A1 on the first go round. I'm just finna see what it's about. See, you know what's popping. You know, whoopie whoop. If it ain't popping, it ain't popping.
Yeah, and I feel that.
If
that's,
it ain't popping, it ain't popping.
Talk.
So I'm not finna just come out the gate and be talking about, oh yeah, shit, let's get it popping. Let's, you know, let's make it do what it do, and be turning up. And yeah, no, we're not doing all that. So first of all, you know, make it good. But when you getting with a female and you going overboard and you giving it your all, and you like me. Honestly, in my head, I'm like, oh, look at the little internet to it. I'm in my head.
Wow.
I'm petty as fuck. I'm petty in real life.
Wow.
So in my head, I'm like, I know that you're giving me your all. And unfortunately, that you're doing too much. That sometimes it's doing too much.
Less is more.
We're not finna be in here sweating like fucking... the cats and dogs every single time. No, it's going to be a time that I'm going to want you to come get in and get gone. And then at the end of the day, he didn't have the right size penis. So, you know, it was just more fun for me. But then he took the fun out of it. It was fun for me because, you know, we can go pull us a chick and we can have fun together. We can, you know.
That's the extracurriculars.
Hit my phone up, you know, and be like, hey, what's up? Let me take you to the mall. Doing things that makes me in tune with his star player, right? But it wasn't attractive.
Nice.
Like, what you doing?
Nice.
Let's go hang out and have drinks. Let's go get something to eat. Or, you know, what's up with the kids? You know, meet me up here. I want to get the kids some outfits. And we was cool like that. And that's why I dealt with him on
cool
that
like
level.
That. Shout out to
a lot of men want you to just you know, you got a lot of basic ass bitches out here that just, you know, they turn it up for no reason. They just, here you go, here's all of me, you know. And granted,
yeah,
you
y'all
have 100 women that's giving you threesomes and giving you whatever you want, but ain't there one of them me. So, you know, get to know the person that you dealing with. Stop trying to come in and just, you know, I don't want all that. I want you to be who you are. I want you to give me what you would give me on a regular basis, and then turn up when it's time to turn up. And he would just always turn up. So one night, back to the story. One night we were getting it in, man, and he had done made it wet, you know. So in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, he finna get it. And
right.
And then he get arrogant though. I got that thing wet. This motherfucker want to start pulling out. Go back and take a little shot. I'm all in that thing. Ain't no, yeah, just slap your ass. Now I'm sitting here, I'm like, all right, I gave you the first one, you know, he get it, pull out again. Now, bitch, I know you're trying not to come, but you're really annoying me because, bitch, you just got it wet. You didn't make me come, you just got it wet. Now I'm right there and I'm about to come and I'm frustrated as hell. Bitch, keep pulling out. So I'm sitting here like, okay, round two.
He's like trying to pace himself. All right.
He went and did that shit again. I cussed his ass out. I know, goddamn well, you ain't finna see and keep pulling this shit the fuck out, and I ain't even came yet. I'm right here.
Wow.
I'm trying to come. I can't come because you keep pulling it out.
You're out of rhythm now. You're out of rhythm now. The vibe is gone. The vibe is going, and you're out of rhythm.
It's gone. I was like, you know what? I'm done. I ain't even walk no more. I got
that's
up.
That's the worst.
I hold on. Walked out the house. I'm done.
That's the
worst. I
didn't
wash up. I'm getting my coochie this night because I didn't even wash my hands. I just left.
Wow.
I was out.
It's like I'm done. I'm
out.
That's just awkward. That's anything awkward.
Come on now, you doing too much. Like, you know, a woman, we could be in it. And I'm like, for me, I like to hear. Even my mate, I like to hear my dude.
I like to hear my female. You know what I'm saying? Word
I like
up.
To hear my dude.
I like to hear that.
Like, I want to see expressions. I don't want you to be getting like it's something about a man with a deep voice. And then you hear that deep voice as you doing what you're doing. You like, hell yeah, I'm doing that shit, diddy. You know what I'm saying?
True. I'll tell you. I mean, like. It's to the point now, but go ahead. I don't want to mess up your flow because you're flowing right now. So go ahead.
You're so stupid. He's like, yeah, she is tripping. No, but so, fellas, like, don't be trying to do too much. That's number one. And number two, you got to be open minded. So that's just like saying, like, men are more easy to settle than women, right? So a man. He actually wants a woman that is not experienced as his wife most of the time. He want a woman that don't really know how to suck penis or to play like she don't really know how to suck penis because that's the game now because he will feel like she ain't been giving it to somebody. Whereas somebody like myself, you know what I'm saying, it's like certain things I can't
do. I don't know, though.
I ain't get on your penis.
I don't know, though.
I ain't gonna put my mouth down there.
Hold on. Now I gotta give you the savage gentleman. You know what I'm saying? So look, check it. It's cool. If you see some female, a little female you might be dealing with, she got the potential. You know what I'm saying? You already know she just body just speak with thunder. You know what I'm saying? And like, damn, she just an experience. You know what I'm saying? So I can help her out with that. But especially if you know, you already established, you don't mind somebody just bring it to the table. They just know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, okay, I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's funny, too. Some females are just natural with it. They just – and just – wait, hold on. Just getting back to the topic at hand. Can you be with someone that can't make you climax? All right, so I'm going to give you the savage gentleman's perspective.
Yeah,
so
we get
for
two
me,
perspectives
I'm,
the most.
Your perspective is off the hook. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said I was chopping up game. I was over here just listening. I was soaking it all up. You like to the guys out there, listen to Ms. Lovely Black. She's spinning some game right now. But I'm giving you my perspective. So first off, I'm a very picky person. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, not to be cocky or nothing like that, but, like, I'm a real picky guy. You know what I'm saying? So if I do have that experience with a female, I'm already attracted to her. So I'm already, like, peeping game how we can make this just work. You know what I'm saying? So even if she – I told you this before, too, a couple episodes ago maybe. If she lacking in one end, I know she going to be built for this. You know what I'm saying? Because I already done peeped everything. You know what I'm saying? So I know, like, all right, body crazy. That cowgirl going to be nuts. You know what I'm saying? She built for that. She just – you know what I'm saying? Or back shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, we getting the right – you know what I'm saying? The right vibe. Boom. Bend over. Boom, 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 boom. Or just whatever, you know what I'm saying? Missionary, whatever. She got, you know what I mean? So, like, it's always going to be something that's going to make me attracted to her, that's going to make me climax, because I wouldn't be in that situation if it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? So, and then you just want to see what they bring to the table. So you just kind of like, as a guy, you want to see, like, okay, what does she do well? Because some women, you know, they like, all right, let me get on top. You know what I'm saying? And they just do that cowgirl thing, and they like, okay, you like, shit, all right, you putting in work right now. Or some women like, oh, let me just turn over and, like, you know, go ham. You know what I'm saying? You like, okay, all right, let's do that. Or some women like, look, let me just pull your pants down. Let me show you what this mouth like. And you're like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty of intercourse. You know what I'm saying? Like, every woman is different. You know what I'm saying? So every woman get their rocks off differently. Now, I'm gonna be honest too, you know, when I know I'm dealing with a stallion, you know what I'm saying, or somebody that's like, you know, I know, then, you know, cause especially to hook up for the first time, you want to make sure you come correct, because you don't want to be like what you was just saying, like, oh, you keep pulling out, you keep doing that. So you got two things that guys do. I'm gonna put you onto some game for guys. That's why the balls is always popping. Guys always got weed on them and shit like that, because it's two things, all right? This is just for the females out there. I'm just letting you know. Guys going to have some weed on them a lot of times because he want to give you that ganja dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. He want to blow some smoke real quick, get that J.R. Smith, you know what I'm saying, get that sleepy eye so he know he can go them extra rounds. Because you were just saying, like, forget that, like, you know, you keep pulling out. You get that ganja, you know what I'm saying? That weed, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's going, you know what I'm saying? He going to go them extra rounds automatically, I'm telling you. Like, once you do that, that's an aphrodisiac, weed. Another thing is that Hennessy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a lot of just different drinks, but Hennessy is always a go-to joint. He give you that Hennessy, you know what I'm saying? He took a couple shots of Hennessy, especially if you got big body bends. He's going to take you. Put a couple shots back, especially if you got the ball, whatever, you're vibing. Oh, you know you're gonna have a good night. If you're leaving with a dude, y'all are already like took a couple shots of Hennessy. It's going down. It's gonna automatically be on point because that lick is in it. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing. So that's two things right there. The other thing, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm like how you said. To the contrary, I like to get fellatio. I'm not really big into giving fellatio. I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? For fellatio, it's got to be right everything for me to get into that mode to give fellatio. And that's something I got to work on. I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? But it's got to be a certain vibe. It's got to be a certain, like, something with that for me to really do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't big on it. But I know I should be. I know a lot of guys, they do it. That's their go-to move. They ready to just go down and, like, show you what they tongue action is. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be really something
that's probably
about
why
you.
I don't like it.
That's why you be hesitant on it, because a lot of guys are like a little bit, like, on the fence with it. You know what I'm saying? But
they always trying to give it to everybody, and it's like, I don't want that. You know,
And a lot of times like that. And a lot of times for females, like I said, y'all, I don't know what I should say. I don't want to sound vulgar when I say it, but y'all, what's a good word that I can say? What's a good word? Oh, y'all, what is that? Yoni. I think that's the word I like to use. Y'all yoni situation. You know what I'm saying? Y'all yoni situation, sometimes it just like, it talk to you, you know what I'm saying? Yoni is just like looking like, okay, yeah, this, you know what I'm saying? Then if that's the case, then like you want to go down and like you want to see what it's all about. But other times, you know, like I said, if it's a female and I already know she got certain attributes that I like, then I'm just trying to exploit those attributes. Like I said, if she likes to do cowgirl, back shots, if she like to get fellatio, whatever, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Or if she just got that vibe where that yoni is like talking to me, then all right, let me go down on it. You know what I'm saying? But that's not my go to move. I'm honest, you know what I'm saying? So that's it. That's from the savage gentleman, Mo Ben's perspective.
That's not my go to either. And here's the thing, like when certain people like found out who I was, and they would, you know, they'd be like, "You ain't never knew me like that." And it's kind of like, I know. It go by vibe. Like, so that's why I don't like
being
putting
their
mouth
on
me, because they want to put their mouth on everything, and that shit is a turnoff to me, especially if, you know, I got to lay next to you or, like, you mind. Like, I'm funny about that. So, and then you got the other set of men that can't do it. So I don't even get my hopes up behind that. I'm not a headhunter. I'm not one of those. But now that stroke got
stroke,
to be
man.
On point. Like that stroke has to be right. And if it ain't right, then I don't know. And for people like that have been tuning in for forever, y'all know I've been practicing celibacy. And for the most part, it was very important that I did that to be safe, because I was creating a human being.
True.
And then second part was, you know, I'm single, and, you know, how much are you gonna just make the wrong decisions? So now he's here, you know, and, you know, little mama down there snapping back, you know, getting right.
Lovely back out here, you know what I'm saying?
But no. I'm going to do it the right way. You know, I still want to do it the right way. I don't want it to be, you know, it's easy to pick up the phone and call somebody to come give you some for the moment. But then, you know,
females, y'all got that.
Once you get some, 2 days later, you're going to want some more. If that ain't yours, you know what I'm saying? If that ain't who you rocking with like that, you know, he ain't going to just be coming, dropping penis off, you know, on demand like that, you know, on that type of time. I'm not one of those chicks that smoke weed and want to drink, and I'm pretty damn boring, you know, so it has to be one of those situations that we
That's
rocking.
Good, though. That's good in a way, because you really can really get in tune with that person, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just giving you some, you know what I'm saying, just giving you from a guy's perspective. That's good.
I
do find a female to like to smoke and like to drink and make it easier for the guy, because like I told you, now you got the advantage. You giving her that ganja dick. You giving her that Henny dick. You know what I'm saying? So she already, you know what I'm saying? She already give you them advantages to take.
But it's
to
okay
do it,
to date a man that don't drink, because more than that, I date men that don't drink. I'm gonna feed you. You know what I'm saying? I'm
okay.
Like, I want you to love me for my curves, whether they here or whether they not, because I like to cook, you know. I like to cook my black eyed peas with, you know, rice and, you know, smothered chops. I like to cook. So you got to love to eat, and you got to be a good role model, and you can't be a pedophile, and you got to be disease-free.
Of course.
And you have to have a job that you can pay your bills and afford to date. And
you
gotta want to get married, because marriage is the motive. And if I don't see the situation going that far, then I don't want to be a part of it. If I see red flags at the beginning, then I'm kind of done with it. Like, you know, this guy, I met this guy, conversation was cool, he was pretty damn straight. And then when it came down to the fact of calling, he was like, "I'm gonna call you," and then he never called. So he was like, "I'm going to the store." You never call. So you can message me all day, but then when it's time to call, you can't call. That's a red flag. Somebody around you that you can't talk on the phone. But guess what? The next day, tomorrow, you're going to get a phone call when people at work, you know, like everything all good. But you done actually ruined your chance now. Now I don't want to talk to you. Now when you call me and I find out who you are, my conversation is going to be short, then I'm going to block your phone number. So, you know, it's more so like just be upfront and honest, you know, about what it is that you want, and then get there, because you lying ain't going to get you there no faster, because I ain't giving up none. I ain't had no penis in a while, and I'm okay with it, you know. I'm having dreams about it now, you know, little pillow penises floating on clouds and, you know, penises on pillows floating on clouds. And,
okay,
you know,
wet dreams. All right, I got you. I see you.
Like,
wet dreams. Not just dreams, wet dreams. I feel, you know.
I went to sleep and woke up thinking a penis was laying next to me, just the penis, not even the body. Like, what the fuck?
Word up. Like, I got you. I got you.
It's getting hard, but, you know, you just keep pushing. Like, I know I got to keep on pushing. I know I can't give in. And the worst thing to do is to give in to somebody that can't make you climax. So you can get as many pictures as you want to. But guess what? If he can't make you climax, one, you're going to be horny the next day because you ain't really get off. And two, you know, you done wasted your time and you got mileage. But you know what? I feel like that should be a rule. If he can't make you come, then it don't count against your mileage.
I feel you, but I don't know about that.
I'm just saying.
But you did drop some jewels. Like, I'm gonna say this as well. You know what I'm saying? When I was talking about the ganja dick, the henny dick, that's that turn up lit shit. You know what I'm saying? Turn up lit, we get it popping. Turn up lit, get it popping. But you made a major key though. You spoke about a major key. The true key to a man's heart is through his stomach. You know what I'm saying? So if you know how to cook and clean and all that stuff, those are attributes that goes far. You know what I'm saying? It goes way longer than just being able to turn up with somebody. You got somebody that really know how to cook and clean, because now that's a household. You know what I'm saying? Those are wife qualities. You know what I'm saying? You know how to cook and clean. Like, it ain't just a turn up situation. It's like a, this is like a life situation. You know what I'm saying? You know how to cook. You know how to clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now, like, we can build something. Like I said, we can not just start a business and have a kid together. No, we can possibly have a corporation. You know what I'm saying? Because you're nice with it. You know what I'm saying? You know how to raise a family. So
I'm going to get my tooth taken out so we can say, fuck that kid.
So that goes a long way. A hot meal, you know what I'm saying, in a clean space, goes a long way for a male. I'm telling all the females out there that's listening, a hot meal in a clean situation goes a long way for a male, because not a male can just feel like he's a king. You know what I'm saying? Comes home,
when it come to me, they be intimidated like a motherfucker, man. And that's like the person that I'm gonna be with is gonna be the person that's not intimidated. I'm not trying to intimidate full body. I want you to come with your nuts big and slinging like he. It don't matter if I make more money than you.
Don't get intimidated.
Don't be both making
that's
money.
That's IG.
Don't come
and
look at my house and get intimidated. Like, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
True.
Like, that shit is crazy.
That's true.
You know, you can walk in
that's
my
true.
Shit.
I can see how that
my
happen.
Shit gonna be clean, but motherfucker gonna be like, man, shit. Motherfucker in this big ass house and, you know, motherfucker doing this and motherfucker, like, I don't want that.
That's
like,
where, you know, truthfully,
you are, it's okay. I don't
that's
care.
Truthfully. Yeah.
As long as you work. I can't tolerate a man that don't have a hustle. I cannot. Like, I don't like a man
gotta hustle. Multiple streams.
Like, can't hustle. I can't stand it. Like, there's no way. I may outgrind you, but like, I want you to show me that you're going to get it. You can go on a regular job and get a check. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what your heart desires. Okay. But, you know,
that's,
I mean,
real talk.
This one guy was like, let's just be friends. And I was pregnant, and I was so annoyed by him. Like, I really did not like him. Like, he was so fucking annoying, right? And so you bragging to me about how much money you make. You know, this motherfucker talking like he make over $40 an hour. So I'm like, okay, cool. But then when I'm talking about the talk about, like, you know, living in the same household. Bitch, if we live in the same household, I say this over and over again. We living in the same household and I got to pay 50% of the bills and we roommates. You know what I'm saying? That's how that goes. We roommates. We not finna be.
Okay.
I'm not on that type of time, bitch. That means you can't question me. I can't question you. You better not bring nobody to the house. I ain't gonna bring nobody to the house. But it is what it is. We roommates. We not that. And he goes, well, what if he can't really afford it? If you make $40 an hour, bro, it shouldn't be nothing that you can't afford. And then the nigga fucked me up because he was like, oh, I just went and got me a second job at a fast food restaurant. So if you make $40 an hour, I don't know no man that's finna go settle for no crumbs at no fast food restaurant when you got all these jobs out here. Like, I don't get that.
Shit.
So apparently what you said don't add up. And that was, like, around the last time that I
had his application. His application.
Yeah, like, come on, Brett. Like,
you did the background check.
Me?
It just wasn't. It wasn't checking out.
It wasn't checking out. And then
I'll tell you.
I'm looking at his size, and I was like, oh, okay, you ain't got the right size penis. That could I already tell just by looking at your pictures. You know, it's look, it's 2018. Stop wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? This cut them off all year long. That what this year, cut them off 2018. Look, ladies, you already know you don't like them when you see them. It's something about them that you ain't attracted to. Your intuition telling you you don't like them. Fuck keeping them around. Cut them off.
Intuition is a very
strong. He had all that
thing.
Talk
that third eye right
when
there.
When he got ready to give you that penis was garbage. Cut them off. You understand me? He done gave you the penis, but he ain't made you climax. But he cool as hell because he keep feeding you. Keep him around. But, you know
you're getting into some real shit right now. Straight up.
But, I mean, like, life's too short to keep playing games with these folks, man. Like, for real, for real. Like, you can't. No. Ladies, we got to do better.
That's what's up.
We
got
to do better. So, no, for me, you got to be open.
What's up?
Because if you can't make me climax, man, you got to be open to the program. Because the program will go on. And I can't see myself being miserable. Like, that's selfish for me to be miserable just to be with you and you can't satisfy me. A part of a relationship, a part of a marriage is satisfaction. You got to be able to cook to his or her liking. You know, all of these things. And a lot of people are in relationships where their partner can't cook, their partner don't like to clean up, or their partner don't like to give head, or their partner don't like to have sex. And guess what? These people are in these relationships, but they're not happy. Why they not happy? Because I know what your partner don't like to do. So if you was happy, then you wouldn't be out here trying to talk to nobody else. You wouldn't be in nobody else's face because you content with what you got at home. So, ladies, don't get fooled by this man that's sitting down talking to you about his relationship and saying all men ain't shit. No, step your motherfucking pussy power up. Do what you supposed to do. For this man, and he ain't gonna be out there like them other niggas talking about what you don't do at home. You cook it, you clean it, you going to work, you a mama, you keep them balls empty, you keep them balls in your throat. Bitch, you doing you. Now, if he's still cheating and he just ain't shit-ass nigga, you got a couple of them out there. You can't worry about that. But at the end of the day, if y'all doing it together, that's on you. We have to learn to take accountability. No matter how bad the situation is, you still got to take accountability for what you bring to the table. You can't say, okay, well, if he knew I wasn't bringing my A-game to the table, you know, then why he did it? Because some people just do shit for convenience. You hear, man, I'm going to just do me. She a good girl, so I'm going to ride out with it. You know, they'll say that. Men say that all the time. No, cut them off, 2018. I ain't wasting my time. I'm half of the year. I ain't had no sex. I'm half of the year. I've been single. I'm half of the year. I've been focused. I also been pregnant, so, you know. But, you know, like half of the year, it's no games being played. No games being played.
Me and his daddy
is not together. But at the end of the day, that's the way shit happens. What am I supposed to beat myself up because that shit ain't work? No. We tried it. The dick was good. The pussy was good. He didn't pull out. He nutted deep in me. We had a baby, and we moving right the fuck along. I wish him the best at what he's doing, and hopefully he wish me the best at what I'm doing. But
there
I ain't
you go. Let's co-parent.
Like, hey, we we ain't make it work, so I'm finna just not have sex, and I'm finna give up on relationships. Hell no. I still want to feed somebody. I still want to wake up and rub on some balls. I still want to rub your back after I pull the cum out you. Ladies, that's the pointer. You pull that cum up out of his back and put him to sleep.
That's how you take care of a king.
Right. You got to take care of a king the way that a king should be taken care of. But here's the sad thing.
Queen. Yeah,
ain't really
you.
Too many, ain't too many kings out here that's worth that type of behavior. I tell y'all all the time.
That's true.
If he ain't acting like a king, why you treating him like a king? Just because he got a piece of some balls don't make him a king, baby. Don't make him no king. It's plenty of men out there that look out for their girl, that take out on dates, that look out for her kids, that do all of these things. Let's go on trips, whatever. You coming along with me, I'm going on trips once a month. That's my thing. I want to go on trips once a month. I got two kids at home. So when it comes down to it, you got to be a kid person. Because if you ain't kid-friendly, then we ain't going to work. My kids going to be here before you. They going to be here after you. So you got to come to my plantation being a kid-friendly individual. Mm.
They got to come to your plantation. I like that.
That's
shit.
That's right.
Like,
you coming to my plantation, you going to go bright. And it's just what it is.
Word.
I mean, we call a spade
like
a spade.
That shit. You coming to my PlayStation, my plantation.
You call a spade a spade. It is what it is. So I'm done feeling sorry. I'm done trying to sugarcoat it down, play my situation. I'm done trying to do all that other stuff. Like I'm done. Like I'm a whole new me, and my focus is completely different. If you come in correct, come correct. If we can't go on no dates, but you trying to come to my house, you cut the fuck off. You cut off. If our conversation can't go for a whole month at minimum on the phone, and or you trying to hook up or you trying to talk to me about sex, man, you cut off. Let that be the last thing. I'm very confident in what I'm doing. I'm very confident in me. Matter of fact, I'm there's no doubt.
Confidence. That's what I'm talking about.
I have no doubt. You know, you worry about you. Don't come overly arrogant. Don't come to me, oh, she got a big booty, I got to really turn up. Because I'm not going to climax. And then if I don't climax, then I don't want you. So you got to figure that shit out. It's a lot of people out there with partners that can't make them climax. Ask me how I know.
do you think that's a spell, too? What about if it's that dude that's putting that shit down, but he ain't doing right by you? You know what I'm saying? But he putting that shit down. Anytime you like, you know what I'm saying? But so is that a spell that he put women under or what? You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, for the people out there, what you think about that?
For
that dude
most,
is making you climb. Anytime you, anytime y'all link up, that shit is magical. He doing
well,
him.
For the
you know
most
saying?
Part,
how does that work?
For the most part, men like that. Okay, first of all, you're gonna be my man, and that's just gonna be what that is. Like, you know, I ain't gonna let you fuck me crazy. And then not be mine. Like, no, you're not finna get in my head like that. Ladies, you mess around and let a man get in your space because he got a good penis, and you allow him to give you what it is that he wants to give you. So you start accepting, and that's why my last relationship went sour, because he was accustomed to people allowing him to do what and how he wanted them to do. And therefore, I'm not that person. I don't give a fuck how fine she was. Bitch, just because you fine don't mean that your self-esteem intact. We talk about this all the time. Get your self-esteem. It's esteem of your motherfucking self, bitch. Check your star player. No. You're not finna be giving me no good wood and getting in my head, because guess what? A man can have good wood and he can sleep with a woman and put it down and get what? She locked in. She ain't finna go out here and be fucking with nobody else. Yeah, he gonna dog her the fuck out, and she gonna be sitting right there. Why? Because that wood good. It's an emotional connection. Straight up.
It is.
Check yourself.
Yeah.
If you see him giving you good wood and he ain't doing right, man, listen, move yourself from the situation. And then,
guys, I mean, because guys fall into that shit
too long.
You
done allowed it
to
happen too long.
Dudes, that shit happen to dudes all the time. Like, you know what I mean? This chick could be doing all types of bullshit to this guy. You know what I'm saying? But when he wanted, she put it down on him. And the nigga is just like fucking, you know what I'm saying? He like in a spell, you know what I'm saying? So it goes both ways. I ain't saying it just one way. It goes both ways, you know what I'm saying?
I'm too old.
She could be cutting up and doing all types of bullshit, but like anytime they link up, she put it down on him. So he just like, what the fuck? He
forgetting all her transgressions and vice versa. I have created my share of stalkers in my life. And I said, you know what? When I moved out here, like I live out, and I'm like, man, I don't have time for no goddamn stalkers no more. Like, you just don't have time, right? And so here's the crazy shit, right? Okay.
What's up?
So I had this buddy of mine, and he was cool as shit. So I met up with his ass. After like a long time of seeing him, me and him used to chill a lot. So I met up with him, you know, when I was on my, you know, new life type stuff, and he came to the house one time. I remember he came to my house one time, and then after that, it was like I'll be like, man, what's up, you know? I want to do this, or you know, I need money for that or whatever. And he would always be on some he didn't have it type shit. And so that automatically turned me off, you know, like you see I'm in a whole nother situation than what I was in. But when I was in that other situation, you was always giving me money. Now I'm bossed up on my shit. And now you acting like, you know, you don't want to give me the money. But it was more, I think for him, he was trying to show me that he was a different person. And so one time coming to my house one time, right? So I didn't see him, and he fucked around and found me. He found me a couple weeks ago. And he was like, oh my God, where you been? Yada yada, whatever, whatever. I've been looking for you, you know, call me, da da da. So I called him, and he talking to me on the phone. And I'm just listening to him. He's like, oh, my God, I've been riding past your house all the time, trying to find you on the cul-de-sac, da-da-da, yada-yada. And I'm sitting here, like, listening to him. I'm watching
no cool shit to say.
And then that shit fucking hit me the next day.
Yeah, ain't
I'm
no
like,
cool shit to say.
Wait a
I'm riding around your house all the
like,
time.
Like, this was,
yeah.
like, less than a month ago. I said, what the fuck do you mean you've been riding past my house? He was like, oh, I was back there doing some business. I sold somebody a car. I said, bruh. Everybody that's back here has been back here. We all look out for each other. And ain't nobody had no new car. So you motherfucking, I cussed him out so bad. I was like, bro, don't ride past my motherfucking house, bitch. That's a stalker ass shit. Bitch, I turn your name in to the motherfucking police, bitch. I ain't fucked you in years. Excuse my French. I ain't slept with you in years. And you right here talking about you been looking for me. You probably don't know the house. And he's like, man, you out here in this big old house by yourself and da-da-da this. And I said, no, I'm not. I have plenty of family that come and visit. You know, if I want somebody to come, they do, you know, and I'm real close with my neighbor, so I'm cool. And he goes, well, I ain't mean no harm by it. Bitch, what do you not mean? So I said that to say I've created my share of stalkers. So I've been trying to dumb it down, like, and not, you know what I'm saying? Like, not be that person.
Give it that all, not give it that all, where you gonna, you know what I'm saying, make a person
so
thirsty that he just can't.
And I'm probably going to create a stalker by the time I come out.
Because you're just ready. You're ready to just let it all hang loose, right? Because like I said, we're talking about climaxing and all that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's like two lives. You know what I'm saying? Sex is one life, and then just regular life is a whole other life. You know what I'm saying? So when it starts to mix, that's where it get all. That's when it get all crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's just real talk.
I'm probably gonna create a stalker.
So you put it down like that. You just gotta hope that shit work out in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, wow, this is too good. You know what I'm saying? Like. This person, you know, I told you, that's that natural high. That's better than any drug. You get that climax high. For male or
crazy,
female.
Right?
You're addicted. You're addicted, just like
it's crazy
you're addicted to any type of drug.
Woman,
same thing.
As a woman, we go for and we do what we do, and we know we doing our shit, and they can't handle it, and then they come super fast, and then come on, and you get them back right, and they come fast again to my man. I don't know what's
nah,
wrong.
Nah, that second time you should be able to put in work. Nah, that second time you should be putting in work, and unless you got some magic, I don't know. You dealing with some. The guy should be able to put in some work on the second stroke. Straight up. That's just,
man,
I don't know.
Shoulda, woulda,
got coulda. Cold.
But what had happened was.
True.
So, you know, ladies, think about those things. You know, we're not wasting time. 2018, man. If he can't make you comments, you got to find a reason to deal. You got to find a reason to deal. You got to find a reason to go for it. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't see myself wasting time. And more than not, every man is going to think that they are not a waste of time. And 99% of them are a waste of time. Why? Because there's only one person that's out there for you. And to get to that one, you got to go through a lot of talking and bullshit. So, no. That's probably why I stayed going backwards. And going backwards got me in trouble. I mean, look, you know, I got.
When you say going backwards, what you mean? We should be moving forward. What you mean when you say going backwards?
Man, going backwards to what you know is right. You know, going backwards to what you know is compatible. I'm an Aquarius. We don't like starting over.
Okay.
Like,
so you're going to what's comfortable, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we like to be in our comfort zone. And so, like, it's been exes that I done held on to longer than I should have because, you know, that was my comfort zone. And I really should have been let go. And now that
Leo's will keep it moving on your ass. That's me.
Now that I've let go, there's nothing in my past that I can say, oh, you know, that one ex that I called, you know, and you ready yet? You ready yet for all this time? Like, yeah, ain't nothing in my past.
That's real.
I'm over it, but it took me a while to get over it. I mean, a while. You know what I'm saying? To understand, like, okay, we can't do that no more. We got to go forward. So the sad thing about going forward is you got to go through all of this crap to get to know somebody all over again. So this person that I'm finna be with, I got to go through this whole process to get to know them. And see how we vibe and build a connection and all of this other craziness that has to go on. That shit get boring. I get so sick and tired of starting over. I just say, fuck it. Let me go back to what I already know.
Go back to what I know.
Right.
Interesting. I mean, that's the signs. Shout out to astrology. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their comfort zones. You know what I'm saying? Astrology is some real stuff. But, yeah, no, that's interesting. It's definitely been an interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? Can you be with someone that can make you climax? And the real Miss Lovely Black definitely put it down. You know, I try to give you the savage gentleman's perspective. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it do. Let me ask you this question too. A couple quick things, because you know you've been going for like a, you know, for the last week we didn't have a show, so it's a few things that's been going on in the news or whatever. So, couple of things I just wanna go over real quick. You know, we got about 15 minutes left in the show.
Right.
You know, I've been keeping my ear to the streets to especially like adult news. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I've been keeping my ear to the streets to adult topics and stuff like that. So, quick thing I just wanted to get into that I thought was kind of interesting, and I just want to get your take on it. So these are two porn guys that I'm kind of hip to a little bit. They got a little bit of beef going on in the adult entertainment industry, and they're both African-American guys. So we got this guy named Nat Turner, and then we got another guy named Mo the Monster, right? It's only not Mo Benz, Mo the Monster, right? So I guess this guy, Mo the Monster, he's suing this company because a white performer.
Right, because the girl has called him a nigga outside of script, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You already know about it. So he's suing the company, and, like, you know what I'm saying? I guess why he was fucking her. I mean, oh, wait, hold on. Damn, I'm going all in. Let me be a little politically correct. Excuse my French. While they were doing their thing, she must have said, called him a nigga. So, and I don't know if it, you know, I don't know if it went on, you know, if it got, you know, if it's out, if it got distributed, and this particular scene, you can purchase it and you actually hear her say that. So anyway, he's suing the company. So that's his point of view. And then the dude, Nat Turner, is like, dude, like, listen, if that's what happened to me, I would have got Laquita, somebody to just handle that real quick and, you know what I'm saying, kept it moving. So he's saying that Nat Turner dude is two different philosophies. And Nat Turner dude is like, dude, ain't that serious, like, blah, 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 you retired. Why are you trying to mess it up for a guy like me that's still putting in work out here? You know what I'm saying? I'm still doing my thing out here, and you trying to make it potentially hard for me. You know what I'm saying? What a dude, Motor Monsters, is like, nah, I wasn't feeling that and that. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was an interesting little beef going back and forth on Twitter.
Because if somebody make you feel a certain kind of way, you're supposed to step up. Nat Turner been in the industry for a very long time, and he's more of a sellout. So he's going to try to side, you know, publicly with whomever. So he can be seen as being cool or being seen as okay. Basically what he's saying is, oh, well, he wasn't okay with it, but I'm okay with it. So, you know, in the adult industry, everybody is trying to undermine the next person to get shows. That's how they eat. That's how they go. And for the most part, everybody's fake, and they will cut your nose off to spite your face and then cut your stomach out to spite your body. Like, they are just cricket. So, I mean, I really, really, really commend Motor Monster for stepping up and doing what he got to do and not being, you know, lost in the system or whatever. That could have been something that has been bothering him for a very long time. So fucking what? Okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. This bitch thought she could do it, and you could keep doing it because you a white piece of shit and you get paid motherfucking all this money to get on here and do the same thing that everybody else is doing, and you feel like you privileged. You know, them fucking white sluts that be doing them damn movies are garbage. You know, these women out here, they sleeping with men that's transsexuals. They sleeping with men that's openly gay. They sleeping with whatever, however, just to get by and get off and be okay and be accepted. That's Hollywood life. It's something completely the fuck different. So as Motor Monster stood his ground, I salute him. Next conversation.
That's what's up. So I'm just going it down. You know, I'm going down a few different topics. So you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I wrote down. That's what's up. Salute to you. I respect your opinion on that. Also, too, the national anthem protest came down. You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Basically, I kind of seen, I don't know if it was fake news, but I seen something about the New York Giants or the New York Jets. Owner said he would pay whatever fine for his players, and I felt like that was really big on him. They had to eventually figure out a way to stop what it is that they got going on, you know what I'm saying? So I think that the bigger protest would be, they said you can stay in the locker room, for everybody to stay in the locker room.
That's what's
I think
up. All right,
that
well,
you gotta continue the fight at one point or another.
Well, here's the one thing I'm going to say on that. I'm going to be honest. I've been a football fan since 1985. You know what I'm saying? Young, you know, watching football with my pops, my grandpops back in the day. I don't watch football to see protests. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? But I do applaud Colin Kaepernick for taking a stand or whatever. But I lost a little bit of respect for Colin Kaepernick because I thought it was all about football. I thought he did his thing, and I thought he was really trying to get back to play football. I lost a little respect for Colin Kaepernick when he had a chance to become a member of the Baltimore Ravens. And Ray Lewis was going to vouch for him to become – I got a lot of respect for
but
him.
But he had to say that he wasn't going to kneel. And that's bullshit because they
a
story about how the white man had kneeled in protest and – goddamn, they ain't do nothing for him, for the white man.
You talking about Tim Tebow? You talking about Tim Tebow? Tim Tebow. But this is beside the fact. That came out a little bit later. But what I'm trying to say is, Ray Lewis was going to vouch for him to become a Baltimore Raven, and I thought at the end game was, all right, I do still want to come back and play professional football. His girlfriend or significant other, not even his wife, tweeted something and showed Ray Lewis like cooning and like, you know, like tried to make him seem like he was like a coon for the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, where, in my opinion, Ray Lewis was trying to vouch for him to be like, all right, look, you know what I'm saying? I think you should, you know, sign this guy, bring him in, see if he can, you know, do the job or whatever. And he let his girlfriend mess up his money. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion, he should have told his girlfriend, like, yo, I don't need you tweeting nothing like that. Let me see what's good. Let me go in here. Let me talk to them and see what to do.
It's a bigger picture, though.
So I lost some respect. What's up? What's up?
No, I think it's a bigger picture because they still doing it. He got national attention, though. He used his platform to get national attention for a matter that is really important, and now that matter is getting more and more attention. People don't watch football for the protest, but how else are you going to get the people's attention? These white folks don't like that he done got these people's attention and that he used his market to do what he want to do. They want to body you. They want to enslave you. They want to control you, and they feel like giving you millions of dollars and putting you out here and letting you bang your body up would allow them to control you like a puppet. I salute him and everybody else that is fighting for a greater cause against these white folks. These white supremacists.
Mm.
Next topic.
Okay. I respect that. Also, too, another topic. All right. Jay Johnson was pardoned by President Trump. What you feel about that?
Didn't catch that story.
All right. So, look, check this out. This is an interesting story because, and I think this is very interesting. It's flying over the radar because it came out around the same time as the, you know, the NFL said that everybody stand for the protest or you got to, you know, be in a locker room. So anyway, Trump, you know what I'm saying, he did pardon Jack Johnson. So Jack Johnson, for anybody that's out there that's not here, Jack Johnson is from the roaring 20s, you know what I'm saying, early 1900s. He was the first black heavyweight champion, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, my man, I'm going to give you the Mo Benz story of it, or my take on it. So Jack Johnson basically had a license to beat the fuck out of white people. You know what I'm saying? White opponents. I mean, he's fought some black opponents too, of course, but you know what I'm saying? He had, at that time, had a license like, look, if you got the skills, you can beat the fuck out of this dude. We're going to put him in a ring with you. He's a white guy. Beat the fuck out of him. If you win, you win. Boom. So Jack Johnson was the champ. You know what I'm saying? He was the Mike Tyson of the area, knocking motherfuckers out, right? So then, I feel, because I ain't with that slave mentality at all. So, look, dude, you got the license. And if these little white females is feeling you like that, it ain't my style, you know what I'm saying? I'm black on both sides when it comes to that. But, look, if that's your flavor, you want to swing with that, you want to go that way, so be it. So, anyway, I guess he had a couple little white girlfriends or whatever at the time, and, you know, It's the 20s. It's the 1800s. I mean, I'm not 1800. It's the 1900s, early, you know, so 1915, 1916, early 1900s. You know what I'm saying? So people were seeing that. It was frowning on that. So anyway, long story short, at the height, he was going to have to go to jail for a year because of some type of law or some sex trafficking. Like if you was doing, you know, which is still to this day, like, you know, and you know, I flow with that. Like, you know, underage girls, bringing them state to state, doing whatever you do, you know, sex trafficking or whatever. But at that time, even if you was with somebody that was like, if you was like, say, married and you was with a girlfriend or if you was black and you was dating a white woman at that time, they could use that under the same umbrella. So anyway, he got caught up. He wasn't doing no underage stuff. I don't think he was married at the time or whatever, but he was just dating a white woman.
Got
and they didn't like that shit. So, oh, shit. Yeah, damn. Anyway, long story short, he got caught up, had to do a year, so he left and went to Canada or whatever. So long story short, Trump pardoned that. So that kind of rewrites history as far as that. So he doesn't have it on his record. You know, I don't know if you knew about that, but
you
thought
said
that
the
was
early 1900s or something. So he was old as dirt. So he was already on his way out of there, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to Trump. I mean,
there you go. Okay.
There's some good
kudos.
Things that Trump has done since he's
That's
been in there. But
about.
Of course,
okay.
People are so against Trump. Like everything that he do is bad.
So,
Everything that they associate with Trump seems to be bad. And the only thing that the media put out there really is the
bad
stuff.
Shit.
And it's not,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not a coincidence that the story got overlooked. It was just that he did something good and powerful, and that's not what the media
people
wants
give
to
a fuck
portray.
About it.
But of course,
there you go.
That to black people all of the time. So I'm not really mad at them doing it to somebody white. When they want to bash you, they will bash you and they will let it stick. So, you know, Trump has done
exactly.
a couple of things since he's been in office. He's done a lot of stupid things. He's, you know,
true.
Made a lot of comments.
Yeah, and nobody's perfect.
It was one of the good ones, and so kudos to him.
There you
get
go.
Him.
That's why I fucks with you, Miss Lovely Black. You know what I'm saying? Because if Obama would have did it, then it would have been a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's been a movie coming out. So, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what I'm talking about. So, that's it. I mean, there's a couple things. We can get back into some other topics a little bit later. We only got like a few minutes of the show. So, if you want to do some.
Right.
Some,
so, listen,
some
guys.
Cleaning, you know what I'm saying?
Find me on Instagram at the new Miss Lovely Black One. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I also have a backup Instagram page, and it's retired mattress actress, and that one I think I may have 100 followers on there or something, but I always
go
very active though.
Backup account.
Yeah, it's active as hell. Sometimes it's more active than my main account. I'll be like, shit.
There you go.
Let me start shouting that out. Find me on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Also, if you have a topic or you would like to be a guest on the show, please feel free to inbox me or inbox Mo, and he'll do the rest of the housekeeping as he normally
Here
does.
We go.
Mo.
Yeah. All right. So we got about 2 minutes left. So getting back into the housekeeping. So any commercial, we definitely have commercial promotion available, starting at just $20. You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or a script, and we'll get it on there. Also, too.
And we don't take everybody. So y'all know that
yeah,
we can promote commercials. And there's been some people that's been calling with some crazy stuff or sending messages about crazy stuff. Listen, you need to be legit. You need to be appropriate. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And it needs to make sense. Like, we're not just going to air it just because
if it don't make
you
dollars,
can,
it don't
oh,
make
I'm
going
to give you this or, you know, I'm going to pay you to do that. That's not what that's not what we're here for. But
that's
ahead.
Not what we're here for. So also, too, so if you would like to be a feature, definitely contact me. MOBINNS@gmail.com. So that spells out mobins@gmail.com. If I think you're interested and you want to, you know, talk your talk, we're going to get you on the show. Definitely going to get back focused on that. We definitely get some new, new interviews going into the summertime. So I'm definitely, you know, checking that. Also, check me out on my social media accounts. I'm only active on two things, really, to be honest with you. So check me out on Instagram. Same thing, same handle, mobins, MOBINNS. That's my personal account. I always say this, so just keep it respectful. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. I talk back. If you want to get it popping, definitely holler at me on Twitter. Twitter's my favorite place to vent, so just definitely holler at me on that. I'm always keeping it positive, but if you just want to talk it out, holler at me on there, MOBINNS. There we go. That's it.
We've been doing this for over a year now, and we are going strong. See us here next Sunday. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday, blogtalkradio.com/thenewmisslovelyblack. We are here with the most taboo and craziest topics.
That's
this
it.
Is
get in here.
You can
real talk.
And get to talk about anything.
Let it hang out.
Or
let
get to listen
out.
About anything. So we're going to give you
true.
Real talk on your
the real shit.
Topic. Keep the topics coming in, and we're going to keep talking about them. I enjoy what I do.
Yeah, me too.
I am going to enjoy my next week off at home with my little ones
as I
prepare.
Beautiful.
And all gifts, monetary or gifts, are welcome. You can cash out.
Send it
to my
them.
Information is on
That's
there.
It. Cash put out. It out there.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there right now. Right
True.
Now, all over again. Definitely.
True.
All gifts are welcome. Thank you to the people that have been sending gifts, that have been, you know, requesting the information. That's why I just put it out there. And I really appreciate the gifts. I appreciate when people give and appreciate, you know, me for giving. So, hey, kudos. See y'all
next
time.
And if you miss the show live, check out the retweet. I'm definitely going to retweet out the show to anybody that might have missed it. So definitely be on the lookout for that. That's it. Everybody
Peace.
Be safe.